Okay, I'm at the San Bernardino Court Building. I'm going to go through a court case dealing with the demurrer, dealing with these BBK attorneys at law. So, here we go.
Number 17 is Sog versus McDonald.
So, Sog is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. Jamie Northcutt appearing on court call on behalf of defendant and moving party.
Okay. And Mr. Sog, you're here. Please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
I don't swear that way because of my belief. I remember meeting you before, so you have my honest word that I will tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Can you do an affirmation?
I can do an affirmation.
Thank you.
That can be so correctly done, yes.
Sure.
Do you affirm that the testimony you will give in this matter will give the truth, the whole truth?
I confirm, yes.
So we received a notice of non-opposition, but you did file on the 2nd. You filed a declaration. In your declaration, you're basically saying that they don't have a right to do what they're doing, and what the BBK lawyers are doing are unconstitutional. To request a demurrer because they don't have a right to do that, basically, right?
That would be correct. May I add to that, sir?
Sure.
Yes. Not only do they not have constitutional authority to file this demurrer to stop me from going forward for justice to be served, they were served documents, and it's been provided for you in the attachments, the laws, the state. They don't even have the judicial authority to even be on this court call, let alone appearing in this case.
Yeah, you text it's called the monitor. I don't know if counsel, did you get a copy of this, counsel?
I didn't get a copy of a declaration, Your Honor. I did get something called an affidavit of treason. That was after the fact, and I don't know if that's the same document you're referring to.
What I received, it was filed and received into the court on the 2nd of February, and it's a declaration. And then attached to it is a monarchy, basically, North American Hebrew Israelite monarchy law enforcement official office. And so you didn't get
that. No, Your Honor, we.
Your Honor,
received a copy of that.
Your Honor, may I add to that, please?
Sure.
This gentleman on the phone is not telling the truth because he's counsel for the defendants. All these documents were personally served to these gentlemen. They received it, the affidavit that you speak of, Your Honor, and they never replied to it. They were given so many days to refute the treason that they committed. It's notarized, it's served, and so the defendant here's counsel does have all these documents because they sent us the letter, which is including to your paperwork,
right.
And they have copies here. So
the letter from Best
yes.
December 1st.
Yeah, so I served them long before, so they have this information. He's not saying the truth that we are unaware of this here. They have the documents before them. Treason is being committed in this case, and they know good and well they don't have the judicial authority to even be on the phone representing these gentlemen that were served and also being sued personally. It has nothing to do with their department. They were served, and they're being sued personally as a personal individual. So they know that they're committing treason. They know that they're striking against the government. It's like they're saying, we don't care about our oath of office. We do what we want to do. And that is so unconstitutional.
Okay, so I just want to make sure that obviously they do have their own letter, which would be December the 1st.
Yes.
But I want counsel on the phone, did you receive the thing that I mentioned earlier, which is the law enforcement official office? Did you receive that?
I do not have that, Your Honor.
Yes, he does.
The only thing I received was the complaint itself. And then, like I mentioned, after the time has passed for the opposition, I received a affidavit of treason. But I think regardless of whatever he submitted to the court, Your Honor, there's truly no opposition here. And unless, you know, Mr. Saw can tell you directly to the court that he's complied with the Government Claims Act and submitted a claim to the city, this case is basically done. I mean, he is required in the government code 911.2, and the complaint doesn't have any sufficient facts. It he doesn't have standing for a lot of the criminal causes of action he brings. and it's uncertain. So I don't understand even what we're getting into here, to be honest.
May I reply to that, Judge?
Yeah.
Well, first of all the attorneys in this case for the defendant, they have a bar charter and a corporate charter. And that bar charter and that corporate charter, which he does know, prevents them, prohibits them by the law and the United States Constitution, which is in the documents that he did receive because he's defending the defendants and he is aware of it. So he's not telling you the truth. He's lying. I'm just going to go there. This tells them they are prohibited from even appearing in this court or representing any American citizen. So he's not telling the truth. All those documents you have before you, Judge, he has those documents. There's no way that he cannot have those documents if he was not here representing those individuals that are not here before him. So again, why is he lying over the phone? Why is he saying, I'm going to go ahead and assert the right to overthrow the government and still go in here and represent these people? When I've shown by law, notarized, it's in the documentation affidavits, which they never reply to, that they're breaking the law. Nobody's above the law. Nobody. I don't care who they are. And Nancy Pelosi said it herself, dealing with the, you know, former President Trump case, nobody's above the law. So this counsel knows, even according to the Bar Association Act of 1913, they're not licensed attorneys. They are prohibited from prosecuting or defending the people in this country of America. He has all that information. That's why I submitted to you through all the documentation that is notarized. And so just for the record, I am a counsel of law, so I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I do what he do. We just do it by the Constitution. We're advocates for the United States Constitution. So it is my request that their demur, that they're seeking to get me stopped from going forth for justice to prevail. I'm asking you to honor the Constitution. Everybody in this case, dealing with this case, have taken sworn oath of office. I'm a vet. I'm a military man. So I know I took that oath of office as well. So if I commit treason, I might as well admit it. And it's been proven by law I've committed treason. So he needs to suck it up and say, we're wrong. We bow down. All we're asking for you is to deny their demur so justice can go forth. So due process of law can go forth. So equal protection of the law can prevail. That's what we're asking. And for him to stop lying and say, we don't have the documents. Yeah, you do.
You're claiming a civil rights violation for the theft of your auto. Is that correct?
Not only the theft of my auto, Judge, they're ignoring my, you know, people say, and I'm quite sure you heard this before as a justice of law, that they're violating my constitutional rights. We don't have any constitutional rights. We have the rights that the Constitution protects. The Constitution, being a sworn person myself when I was in the military, that Constitution protects the laws, the civil laws of us as individuals. So it's not a constitutional right. It's constitutional law, which is base world to uphold, support, defend, and protect. And then again, they're violating the 13th Amendment, the 11th Amendment. Shall I go on? All that is located in your documents, Your Honor. And they're ignoring it. They're saying, we're attorneys. We do what we want to do. The judge is going to side with us. No, I'm prayerful that the judge honors also the United States Constitution, which prevails over everything that he talked about, the codes, policies, procedures of the court. James versus Kentucky tells you that there is no state statute, law, federal law, code, or procedure that supersedes the Constitution. The Constitution wins here, Judge, if you push it and enforce it. That's what I'm here for today, for justice to prevail according to the Constitution. I hate to say this here, but not by the court laws, rules, policies, statutes, and procedures. So I'm asking to deny their demur based upon what has been placed before you, not only fact, but truth, that they did not answer, that they did not refuted by an affidavit, which they were instructed to. So again, so for this gentleman to say, we don't have information, he is lying.
Okay, so you filed this complaint in San Bernardino Superior Court. You didn't file it in federal court.
No.
So the law that would apply would be the state law in California. That law would apply, all right? It's not a federal, you didn't file it in federal jurisdiction. And there's also a law, you agree that no one's above the law, right?
That is so very true.
Okay. So the law does require, if you're filing a claim against a governmental entity, that you have to file a statutory claim. You have to file a claim within 6 months, or you have to have a good reason for not doing that.
May I add to just what you just said? You said a governmental entity. I'm not suing a governmental entity. I'm suing individuals, private, name by name. I'm not suing the San Bernardino Police Department. I'm not suing the government. I'm a very smart individual and I use wisdom. So I went after those that did me wrong, that violated my constitutional rights, that took my personal property and said, screw you, we're going to do what we want to do because we're policemen. So I'm not going after government entity. I'm going after individuals.
But
so
what you just said, we're policemen. In other words, they were acting within the course and scope of their job. As policemen. You said it yourself.
Yes, but they have no judicial authority according to the 11th Amendment. All that's in your documentation.
Well, that's the thing. If they're working within the course and scope of their... Obviously, if they're off-duty and they come and they slap you upside the head, that's not... he's not doing his duties. You know, he's not on call, on duty.
Right.
But because when he did his actions, he was on duty. He was acting course and scope of his employment, which would be a governmental entity.
But that goes back to... And I can't argue with what you're saying, Joe, but that goes back to the 11th Amendment, which overrides... Everything that you're speaking, the 11th Amendment stands over everything, whether they've been under the scope of their duties or not under the scope of their duties, on duty or off duty. He has no judicial authority. That's the 11th Amendment. So therefore, the Constitution is what kicks this court case out of the door.
It's not judicial authority. That's different. Judicial authority is a judge authority.
That's my point. And he has no judicial authority. None. Not even these people on the phone.
They don't need judicial authority. They're filing their demur on behalf of their client, and these people that you named in the lawsuit were Carson Scope, and that's why the governmental tort claim does apply, and it requires that you file a claim within 6 months from the date of the harm, and failure, unless you have good cause.
And I do. I presented it. I apologize. And I do, and I presented that. They did not refute it, and that was before this demur was even filed for us to be here today. So I gave them everything they needed by law. Again, Judge, the United States Constitution prevails over all this. Scope of duty, no scope of duty. They have no authority, let alone you say, well, they don't have judicial authority. The Bar Association Act, as I mentioned, and also their bar charter, corporate charter, prohibits them from even having this case before you. So I'm dealing strategically with the law, the constitutional law. And then forgive me for saying this, but it's like, I don't know if it's going past you, Judge, or if you're not hearing me, or if it's the master's blocking my speech. You know, I got to throw that in there. The master's blocking my speech, but I'm here to advocate for what is law. They must adhere to the United States Constitution, which overrides everything they do. So therefore, any way it goes, we win if you allow justice to prevail according to the Constitution. The Constitution overrides any rule or sentencing that you would put forth as a judge, because it says James versus Kentucky. There is nothing that supersedes the Constitution. So anyway it goes, they lose according to law.
I'll hear from counsel.
Your Honor, what he's arguing here is that we don't have standing as attorneys to represent people within the court system, which makes absolutely no sense. He's arguing constitutional law when clearly, as Your Honor pointed out, this is a state court issue. The government code, section 911.2, requires that a claim be submitted. Government code section 910 clearly outlines what those elements are. Neither of those statutes have been found to be unconstitutional. He didn't submit a claim in this case. His complaint, at very best, doesn't even allege kind of what is going on. There's like no facts. It just says that a truck was towed, or that there's some sort of fraud involved, or that there's a breach of contract, without alleging what contract, how it was entered, who entered it. There's nothing in there in terms of what a police officer specifically did wrong. There's no statutory authority. And then there's no real true opposition filed here. And I don't believe, Your Honor, that plaintiff can truly, under oath or whatever, with affirmation, say that he submitted a claim. If that's the case, the Government Claims Act denies his complaint in full, and therefore his complaint needs to be dismissed with prejudice to this. If he's given leave to amend it, we're going to be back in the same song and dance all over.
May I reply to, with all due respect, Judge? I don't know your name and whoever you are there on the phone, but did you not swear to uphold and support and defend the United States Constitution?
No, you can argue to the court.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Okay, so, gotcha. So here's my question that I will ask you to ask him. You know, the bar charter and the corporate charter. They have a bar charter and corporate charter, Judge. The 13th Amendment. Then again, the Bar Association Act of 1913. So he having stated everything he just stated to you, is he still going to ignore what he swore to uphold and protect and say, screw Mr. Sobe, we're going to go by the laws that we made, regardless of what the Constitution says, although the Constitution says it prevails over us. And so that's what he's asking you to do. And so I'm asking you to please ask him, because you said directly towards you, and I do that.
Sure. You said 1913.
1913 is called the Bar Association Act of 1913. He has it. And United States Congress. It's in your documents as well, Judge.
Okay. So I'm going to look at those.
Yeah, please. That's why we submitted this information, the law, so you can see it for yourself. It's not something that I made up. It's been in existence forever. And that's what's wrong with this country. They want to run over us and say, you know, we do what we want to do. We're judges, we're cops, we're attorneys. Wrong answer. Someone is standing up for the rights of the people. I'm here representing not only myself, but the American people who get trampled on because they think, you know, we're scared of you guys. Don't get me wrong, but I know I'm not. That's why I'm here. He knows he's wrong. He knows he's committed treason. What would the court do in this case?
Your claim says that they unlawfully towed your vehicle and caused you emotional distress.
Yes, they did.
So that's, it's not. I understand that you're sticking up for people and that's admirable. But, I have to look at the face of the pleading, what it says, and I have to follow the law. Just like you said, no one's above the law. So that's what I need to do.
Okay, but what law are you going to follow, the Constitution or the laws that the state made? The Constitution overrides all that what you're talking about, Judge.
Well, that's why I hate to repeat myself, but you filed this case in San Bernardino Superior Court. You didn't file it in federal court.
I understand that, but the law is still the law. State, federal, county, is still the same.
No, it's not. State law applies.
Wow.
All right? I'll look at it again, all right?
Thank you.
All right, I'll take it as a submission. Thank you very much.
Will there be a continuation with it? Would I hear from you? Because,
oh, yes.
Okay, great.
Let's try to make sure we have your address so I can send you out.
Yes, it's there. General Delivery. My name, Ed Sog. And just for the record, it's Ed Sog, not Sog.
Right.
General Delivery, San Bernardino, California. 92402.
So if I send it to that address,
I will get it. It's just right there at the post office.
Oh, cool.
Yes, very cool.
I've never seen that.
You would see. My mama said you learn something new every day, Judge. So thank you. I will wait to hear from you. Justice will prevail in this case one way or the other, whether they like it or not.
Okay.
I'll thank you and I'll wait for your reply.
Thank you,
Honor. Whatever you have it. You heard the judge say himself, I'll look at it. Still overriding the United States Constitution. You heard me say that the Constitution overrides whatever cases, whatever judgment he makes. Well, justice will prevail. Until we reconvene, this is Ed Sog. Leaving the San Bernardino Court Building on the 7th of February. Their real month is called Tevet in Hebrew.